Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Kitts and Nevis, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 9. The Role of Federation and Dissolution. In the mid-20th century, as Caribbean nations grappled with the legacies of colonialism and sought paths to self-governance, the concept of regional unity emerged as a compelling vision for the future. The West Indies Federation, established in 1958, was a bold experiment in uniting the English-speaking territories of the Caribbean, including St. Kitts and Nevis. This chapter explores the role of St. Kitts and Nevis within the Federation, the hopes and challenges it presented, and the eventual dissolution of the Federation in 1962, a turning point that shaped the island's trajectory toward independence. The birth of the West Indies Federation. The West Indies Federation was created with the goal of fostering regional unity, economic cooperation, and political independence from Britain. It included 10 territories: Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, St. Kitts and Nevis, Antigua, Montserrat, Dominica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and Grenada. With a combined population of over 3 million, the Federation aimed to pool resources and amplify the voices of these small territories on the global stage. St. Kitts and Nevis entered the Federation as part of the St. Kitts-Nevis-Anguilla unit, reflecting its historical association with the nearby island of Anguilla. The vision of a united Caribbean resonated with many leaders and citizens, offering hope for a future where shared governance could address the economic and social disparities left by colonial rule. Hopes and aspirations. For St. Kitts and Nevis, the Federation represented an opportunity to strengthen regional identity. By participating in a larger political entity, the islands could connect more deeply with their Caribbean neighbors, fostering a sense of shared culture and history. Economic development. Pooling resources and creating a regional market promised to enhance economic opportunities, reduce dependency on Britain, and improve infrastructure. Political leverage. As part of a unified federation, St. Kitts and Nevis would have a stronger voice in negotiations with Britain and other global powers. The federation's capital was established in Port of Spain, Trinidad, and a bicameral legislative structure was created, with representatives from all member territories. Challenges within the Federation. While the Federation held great promise, it was plagued by internal challenges from the outset. St. Kitts and Nevis, like other smaller territories, found itself grappling with issues of representation, resource allocation, and economic disparities. Imbalance of power. Larger territories such as Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago held significant influence within the Federation, leading to concerns among smaller islands about being overshadowed or ignored. Economic inequalities. St. Kitts and Nevis, with its reliance on the sugar industry, faced stark economic disparities compared to wealthier members like Trinidad, which had substantial oil revenues. Cultural and political differences. The diverse cultural, linguistic, and political landscapes of the member territories created tensions and disagreements over policies and priorities. St. Kitts and Nevis. A small voice in a big federation. For St. Kitts and Nevis, participation in the federation was both a source of pride and a challenge. As one of the smallest territories, it struggled to assert its needs and concerns within the larger framework. Leaders from St. Kitts and Nevis, including Robert Llewellyn Bradshaw, played a prominent role in advocating for the interests of smaller islands, but the structural imbalances of the Federation often left them feeling marginalized. Bradshaw, who was deeply committed to the principles of regional unity, believed that the Federation could provide a pathway to collective prosperity and independence. However, he also recognized the need for equitable treatment and the importance of safeguarding the unique identities of individual territories. The dissolution of the Federation. The West Indies Federation faced significant challenges in maintaining cohesion, and its dissolution in 1962 marked the end of the dream of a united Caribbean. The immediate catalyst for the collapse was Jamaica's decision to withdraw from the Federation following a national referendum. Jamaica, the largest and most economically powerful member, cited concerns about the financial burden of supporting smaller territories and a lack of political alignment. Trinidad and Tobago followed suit, opting to pursue its own path to independence. With the two largest members exiting, the Federation could no longer function as a viable entity. Smaller territories, including St. Kitts and Nevis, were left to reconsider their options for governance and self-determination. Impact on St. Kitts and Nevis. The dissolution of the Federation was a significant blow to the aspirations of regional unity. For St. Kitts and Nevis, it raised questions about their political and economic future. Without the support of a larger federation, the islands faced the challenge of navigating independence as a small, resource-constrained nation. However, the experience of participating in the Federation also provided valuable lessons. Strengthening local leadership. Leaders like Robert Bradshaw emerged as key figures in advocating for the rights and interests of smaller territories, laying the groundwork for future political movements. Economic resilience. The need to develop local industries and reduce dependence on external powers became a priority, leading to renewed efforts to diversify the economy. National identity. The collapse of the Federation reinforced the importance of preserving the unique cultural and political identity of St. Kitts and Nevis. The road to independence. The dissolution of the Federation marked the beginning of a new chapter for St. Kitts and Nevis. The islands continued to push for greater autonomy, culminating in their inclusion in the Associated Statehood Arrangement with Britain in 1967. This status granted the islands internal self-governance while Britain retained control over defense and foreign affairs. The lessons of the Federation also informed the islands' approach to future regional collaborations. While full political union was no longer pursued, St. Kitts and Nevis became active participants in organizations such as the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, which focused on economic cooperation and shared development goals. Legacy of the West Indies Federation. The Federation's legacy remains a complex and often debated aspect of Caribbean history. For St. Kitts and Nevis, it represented both the challenges and potential of regional unity. While the Federation ultimately failed, its ideals of collaboration and collective self-determination continue to inspire discussions about the future of the Caribbean. The experience also underscored the importance of balancing regional cooperation with the preservation of local autonomy. For the people of St. Kitts and Nevis, the Federation was a stepping stone in their journey toward independence, teaching valuable lessons about resilience, leadership, and the power of unity in the face of adversity. Chapter 10, Steps Toward Self-Governance. The road to self-governance for St. Kitts and Nevis was a long and challenging journey, shaped by the legacies of colonialism, the resilience of its people, and the determination of its leaders. From the dissolution of the West Indies Federation in 1962 to the eventual attainment of full independence in 1983, this chapter delves into the critical milestones, political struggles, and societal transformations that define this transformative era in the island's history. The aftermath of the West Indies Federation. The collapse of the West Indies Federation left St. Kitts and Nevis, along with Anguilla, in a precarious position. As a small group of islands with limited resources, they faced significant challenges in charting their political and economic future. The Federation's dissolution reinforced the need for local governance structures that could address the unique needs of the islands while navigating the complexities of decolonization. The Associated Statehood Act of 1967 was a pivotal moment in this journey. Under this arrangement, St. Kitts, Nevis, and Anguilla became an associated state of Britain. This status granted the islands internal self-governance, including control over their legislative and executive affairs, while Britain retained responsibility for defense and foreign relations. The St. Kitts-Nevis-Anguilla conflict. The relationship between St. Kitts, Nevis, and Anguilla was fraught with tension, as the smaller islands often felt marginalized by the central government in St. Kitts. Anguilla, in particular, resented what it perceived as neglect and exploitation by the Kittitian administration. These grievances culminated in the Anguilla Revolution of 1967, when Anguilla declared its independence from St. Kitts and Nevis. The uprising was driven by a desire for self-determination and better governance. Although attempts were made to reintegrate Anguilla, the situation remained unresolved, and in 1980, Anguilla officially became a separate British overseas territory. The loss of Anguilla was a blow to the vision of a unified state, but it also highlighted the importance of addressing the unique needs and aspirations of smaller territories within larger political entities. Economic transformations. The post-federation era was marked by significant economic changes as St. Kitts and Nevis sought to reduce their reliance on sugar production and diversify their economy. The decline of the sugar industry, which had been the backbone of the island's economy for centuries, forced the government to explore alternative sectors, including tourism, light manufacturing, and financial services. Tourism boom. By the 1970s, tourism had emerged as a vital component of the economy. The island's natural beauty, rich history, and warm hospitality attracted visitors from around the world. Investments in infrastructure, such as the construction of hotels and the development of Robert L. Bradshaw International Airport, facilitated this growth. Emerging financial sector. St. Kitts and Nevis also began to position themselves as a hub for offshore financial services. This strategy aimed to attract foreign investment and create new revenue streams, though it also brought challenges related to regulation and international scrutiny. Agricultural shifts. While sugar production continued on a smaller scale, efforts were made to diversify agriculture by promoting crops such as cotton, fruits, and vegetables for local consumption and export. Political leadership and milestones. The push for greater autonomy and eventual independence was driven by visionary leaders who played pivotal roles in shaping the island's destiny. Among the most influential figures was Robert Llewellyn Bradshaw, who served as the first premier of St. Kitts and Nevis under the Associated Statehood Arrangement. Bradshaw's leadership. Bradshaw was a staunch advocate for workers' rights and a champion of social and economic reforms. He worked tirelessly to modernize infrastructure, expand access to education and healthcare, and empower the working class. His leadership during the transition to self-governance laid the foundation for the island's future independence. Kennedy Simmons and the final push. Following Bradshaw's death in 1978, Dr. Kennedy Simmons emerged as a key figure in the independence movement. As leader of the People's Action Movement, PAM, Simmons championed the cause of full sovereignty, emphasizing the importance of self-determination and economic self-reliance. Challenges to unity. As the independence movement gained momentum, tensions between St. Kitts and Nevis surfaced. Nevis, like Anguilla, harbored concerns about being overshadowed by the central government in St. Kitts. These tensions were exacerbated by disparities in economic development, population size, and political influence. In the lead-up to independence, Nevis sought greater autonomy within the Federation. The Nevis Reformation Party, NRP, led by Simeon Daniel, called for a federal arrangement that would grant Nevis control over its local affairs. These demands were addressed in the Independence Constitution, which included provisions for Nevis to secede from the Federation if necessary. The path to independence. On September 19, 1983, St. Kitts and Nevis achieved full independence, becoming the smallest nation in the Western Hemisphere to gain sovereignty. The transition was celebrated as a triumph of resilience and determination, marking the end of centuries of colonial rule. The Independence Constitution established a federal system of government, with St. Kitts as the central authority and Nevis retaining a degree of autonomy. This arrangement aimed to balance the needs of both islands while preserving the unity of the new nation. Post-independence challenges. The years following independence brought both opportunities and challenges for St. Kitts and Nevis. The government focused on nation-building, promoting economic development, and strengthening regional and international partnerships. However, the country faced several hurdles. Economic vulnerabilities. As a small, resource-constrained nation, St. Kitts and Nevis remained vulnerable to external shocks, such as fluctuations in global tourism and commodity markets. Political tensions. The relationship between St. Kitts and Nevis continued to require careful management, with Nevis periodically raising concerns about its autonomy and considering secession. Social development. Efforts to improve education, healthcare, and social services were central to the nation's development agenda, but progress was uneven, and inequalities persisted. Legacy of the independence movement. The journey to independence transformed St. Kitts and Nevis, fostering a sense of national pride and identity. The struggle for self-governance highlighted the resilience of the Kittitian and Nevisian people, who overcame the legacies of colonialism to build a sovereign nation. Today, the anniversary of independence is celebrated with parades, cultural events, and reflections on the achievements of the past. The story of independence serves as a reminder of the power of unity, perseverance, and visionary leadership in shaping a nation's destiny. Chapter 11. Independence and Nation Building. On September 19, 1983, St. Kitts and Nevis became an independent nation, stepping into a new era of sovereignty, self-determination, and nation-building. This milestone marked the culmination of centuries of struggle against colonial domination and economic exploitation. However, independence was not the end of the journey but the beginning of a new chapter filled with challenges, opportunities, and the pursuit of unity and prosperity. This chapter explores the early years of independence, the efforts to build a strong and resilient nation, and the trials that shaped the identity of St. Kitts and Nevis as one of the smallest yet most vibrant nations in the world. The Dawn of Independence. The official independence ceremony in 1983 was a moment of immense pride and celebration for the people of St. Kitts and Nevis. The event, attended by leaders from across the Caribbean and beyond, symbolized the culmination of years of struggle for self-governance. The Union Jack was lowered, and the new flag of St. Kitts and Nevis, a striking design of green, yellow, red, black, and white, was raised, representing the unity, history, and aspirations of the nation. Symbolism of independence. The flag and national anthem became powerful symbols of identity and pride. The flag's colors represented the fertile land, green, the resilience of the people, black, the blood of their ancestors, red, and the bright future, yellow stars on a black stripe. These symbols fostered a sense of national unity and hope for a prosperous future. First steps of sovereignty. With independence came full control over domestic and foreign policies, including defense, trade, and international relations. This marked a significant shift from the associated statehood arrangement, where Britain had retained authority over key areas. Leadership in the early years. Dr. Kennedy Simmons, the first Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, played a pivotal role in navigating the early years of independence. As leader of the People's Action Movement, PAM, Simmons emphasized economic diversification, social development, and strengthening regional and international partnerships. Economic priorities. Recognizing the vulnerabilities of a small island economy, Simmons prioritized diversifying the nation's economic base. Tourism, financial services, and light manufacturing were identified as key sectors for growth, reducing reliance on the declining sugar industry. Social development. Efforts to improve education, healthcare, and housing were central to the government's agenda. Investments in infrastructure, such as roads, schools, and healthcare facilities, were made to enhance the quality of life for citizens. Diplomatic engagement. Simmons actively sought to position St. Kitts and Nevis as a respected member of the global community, forging alliances with other Caribbean nations and participating in organizations such as CARICOM, the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, and the United Nations. Challenges of unity. While independence was a unifying milestone, the relationship between St. Kitts and Nevis remained complex. Nevis, with its smaller population and distinct identity, often expressed concerns about being overshadowed by the central government in St. Kitts. Autonomy for Nevis. The independence constitution granted Nevis a degree of autonomy, including its own legislature and the ability to secede through a referendum. This provision reflected Nevis's desire for self-determination while maintaining the Federation's unity. Tensions and secession movements. Despite these measures, tensions persisted, with some Nevisions advocating for greater autonomy or full independence. In 1998, Nevis held a referendum on secession, but the motion fell short of the two-thirds majority required. These ongoing debates underscored the delicate balance of maintaining unity while respecting regional differences. Economic transformation. Independence brought both opportunities and challenges for the economy of St. Kitts and Nevis. As the global demand for sugar declined, the government took steps to diversify the economy and reduce dependence on traditional industries. Tourism as a pillar. Tourism emerged as a critical driver of economic growth, leveraging the island's natural beauty, rich history, and cultural heritage. The government invested in marketing campaigns, improved infrastructure, and expanded the hospitality sector to attract international visitors. Financial services sector. St. Kitts and Nevis positioned itself as a hub for offshore financial services, offering attractive incentives for foreign investors. While this sector contributed to economic growth, it also brought challenges related to transparency and regulatory compliance. Agricultural adaptation. Efforts were made to modernize agriculture, focusing on crop diversification and sustainability. Small-scale farming and the promotion of local produce became key strategies to support food security and rural development. Social and cultural development. Nation-building extended beyond economic reforms to include efforts to strengthen social cohesion and cultural identity. Education, healthcare, and the arts became focal points for fostering a sense of pride and belonging. Education reforms. The government invested in expanding access to education, building new schools, and improving teacher training. Scholarships and partnerships with international universities were introduced to provide opportunities for higher education. Healthcare improvements. Public health initiatives aimed to reduce preventable diseases, improve maternal and child health, and expand access to medical services. Investments in hospitals and clinics were made to ensure that healthcare reached rural and underserved communities. Cultural preservation. Emphasis was placed on celebrating the island's cultural heritage, including traditional music, dance, and festivals. Events such as Carnival and Emancipation Day became important expressions of national identity, showcasing the creativity and resilience of the Kittitian and Nevisian people. Environmental and climate challenges. As a small island nation, St. Kitts and Nevis faced significant environmental challenges, including the impact of hurricanes, rising sea levels, and climate change. The government worked to address these issues through sustainable development initiatives and international partnerships. Disaster preparedness. The islands developed robust disaster management systems to respond to hurricanes and other natural disasters. Community education and early warning systems were key components of these efforts. Renewable energy. Recognizing the vulnerability of relying on imported fossil fuels, the government invested in renewable energy projects, including wind and solar power. These initiatives aimed to enhance energy security and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Regional and international relations. As a newly independent nation, St. Kitts and Nevis sought to establish itself as a responsible member of the global community. Membership in CARICOM and the OECS facilitated regional cooperation on issues such as trade, security, and climate change. Participation in the United Nations and other international organizations allowed the country to advocate for the interests of small island states on the global stage. Legacy of independence. The early years of independence laid the foundation for the modern nation of St. Kitts and Nevis. While challenges remain, the journey of nation-building has been marked by resilience, innovation, and a commitment to progress. Independence is celebrated annually on September 19th, a day of reflection, pride, and unity. The legacy of this era is not only in the achievements of leaders and institutions, but also in the enduring spirit of the people who embraced the challenges of sovereignty and worked to create a brighter future for their nation. Chapter 12. Economic diversification and globalization. As a small island nation in the Caribbean, St. Kitts and Nevis faced unique economic challenges in the post-independence era. Historically reliant on sugar production, the country grappled with the need to diversify its economy and adapt to a rapidly globalizing world. This chapter explores the transition from a monoculture economy to a more multifaceted economic structure, highlighting the sectors that emerged as critical drivers of growth, the role of international partnerships, and the resilience of the Kitchen and Nevisian people in navigating economic change. The decline of the sugar industry. For centuries, sugar was the backbone of the economy in St. Kitts and Nevis, fueling colonial wealth and shaping the island's social and political structures. However, by the late 20th century, the global sugar industry faced significant challenges. Global competition. The rise of large-scale sugar producers in countries like Brazil, India, and Thailand introduced intense competition, driving down global prices. Rising costs. The cost of production on small islands like St. Kitts and Nevis was higher than in larger countries with economies of scale. Market access. Changes in trade agreements, including the reduction of preferential market access to European countries, further diminished the profitability of sugar exports. Faced with these challenges, the government of St. Kitts and Nevis made the difficult decision to close the sugar industry in 2005, marking the end of an era. While this decision was economically necessary, it had profound social and cultural implications, as many families had relied on the industry for generations. Tourism, the new economic pillar. With the decline of sugar, tourism emerged as a primary driver of economic growth. Leveraging the island's natural beauty, warm climate, and rich cultural heritage, the government and private sector worked together to develop a robust tourism industry. Infrastructure development. Investments were made in building and modernizing airports, ports, and road networks to accommodate an influx of visitors. Robert L. Bradshaw International Airport on St. Kitts and Vance W. Amory International Airport on Nevis became key gateways for international tourists. Luxury tourism. Nevis, in particular, positioned itself as a luxury destination, attracting high-end travelers with exclusive resorts, private villas, and world-class spas. The island's commitment to preserving its natural charm and tranquility became a major selling point. Cultural tourism. Events like the St. Kitts Music Festival and Nevis Mango Festival were introduced to celebrate local culture and attract international visitors. Heritage sites such as Brimstone Hill Fortress and Charlestown's Historic District became popular attractions. Cruise tourism. The islands became a key stop for Caribbean cruise lines, with the construction of Port Zante on St. Kitts accommodating larger ships and bringing thousands of visitors annually. Financial services and citizenship by investment. In addition to tourism, St. Kitts and Nevis developed a robust offshore financial services sector and became pioneers of the Citizenship by Investment, CBI program, which was introduced in 1984. Offshore financial services. The islands established themselves as a tax-friendly jurisdiction, attracting international investors and businesses. This sector contributed to economic growth but also required careful regulation to maintain compliance with international standards. Citizenship by Investment Program. The CBI program offered citizenship to individuals who made significant investments in the country, typically through real estate or contributions to a development fund. The program generated substantial revenue, funding infrastructure projects and social programs. However, it also drew criticism and required ongoing efforts to ensure transparency and maintain credibility. Agricultural transition and food security. While sugar production declined, efforts were made to diversify agriculture and promote food security. Crop diversification. Farmers were encouraged to grow alternative crops such as fruits, vegetables, and spices for both local consumption and export. These efforts aimed to reduce reliance on imported food and strengthen rural economies. Fisheries development. The island's coastal waters offered opportunities for sustainable fishing and aquaculture, providing an additional source of income for local communities. Agritourism. Combining agriculture and tourism, initiatives were launched to showcase local farming practices and products to visitors, further supporting small-scale farmers. Renewable energy and environmental sustainability. As a small island nation vulnerable to climate change, St. Kitts and Nevis recognized the importance of transitioning to renewable energy and promoting environmental sustainability. renewable energy projects. Investments were made in wind, solar, and geothermal energy to reduce dependence on imported fossil fuels and enhance energy security. Nevis, with its geothermal potential, became a leader in this area. Climate resilience. The government implemented measures to mitigate the impact of hurricanes, rising sea levels, and other climate-related challenges. These included coastal protection projects, reforestation efforts, and disaster preparedness programs. Ecotourism. The islands embraced ecotourism, promoting activities such as hiking, birdwatching, and marine conservation. The preservation of natural habitats became a key selling point for environmentally conscious travelers. Education and workforce development. Economic diversification required a skilled workforce capable of adapting to new industries and technologies. Investments in education and training were essential components of the nation's development strategy. Higher education. Institutions such as the Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College on St. Kitts and specialized programs in hospitality and business provided opportunities for higher education and skills development. Technical training. Partnerships with international organizations facilitated vocational training programs in areas such as construction, information technology, and renewable energy. Youth empowerment. Initiatives were launched to engage young people in entrepreneurship and innovation, fostering a culture of creativity and resilience. Regional and global integration. St. Kitts and Nevis actively engaged in regional and international partnerships to support economic development and address shared challenges. CARICOM and OECS. Membership in regional organizations facilitated trade, security cooperation, and collaboration on issues such as climate change and tourism marketing. Trade agreements. The islands negotiated trade agreements with the United States, European Union, and other partners to expand market access for their goods and services. Global advocacy. As one of the smallest nations in the world, St. Kitts and Nevis became a vocal advocate for the interests of small island states, particularly on issues such as climate resilience, debt relief, and sustainable development. Challenges and opportunities. While St. Kitts and Nevis made significant strides in economic diversification, challenges remained. Vulnerability to external shocks. The tourism and financial services sectors were highly sensitive to global economic conditions and policy changes. Income inequality. Efforts to reduce poverty and ensure equitable distribution of wealth continued to be a priority. Balancing development and sustainability. The need to balance economic growth with environmental preservation required careful planning and stakeholder engagement. Legacy of economic diversification. The transition from a sugar-based economy to a diversified economic structure transformed St. Kitts and Nevis, creating new opportunities and fostering resilience. The adaptability and ingenuity of the Kittitian and Nevisian people remain central to the nation's success, as they continue to navigate the complexities of a globalized world.